It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 743. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, and also facebook.com/MikeTechShow. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking the link on my website at MikeTechShow.com. Use the promo code Mike Tech Show for your free 15-day trial. And don't forget, you can go directly to instanthousecall.com. It's a very different show tonight. So here we go. Permit me to have a little diversion for the show if I can. Tonight's show is organized like a book. There's a preface, an introduction, content, details, and lessons, and lots of text sprinkled in, and a conclusion. Let's begin the preface. One of the things I always say, the Mike Tech Show is more than tech. It is a digital diary in the life and times of me, Mike Smith. Today's show is not just for everyone who listens, but lessons for my children, my grandchildren, and hopefully for my great-grandchildren not yet born. It's also a show that acts as therapy for me. The show brings all of this and embodies all of it. The diary, lessons, therapy for all, surrounded by life and tech. The introduction. This past Sunday night at 1 a.m., I woke up and had a moment of clarity. I was inspired to write the content for this show. A look back at the past week and a look forward to the week ahead. What did I accomplish? What better planning will put me in a better position to accomplish my goals? One thing, I am all consumed in getting the house perfectly set up. I am the person trying to plan and have the picture-perfect postcard Christmas. One thing that has become apparent, I must make more time for my clients because without them, there would be no second house. They are the ones that got me here. I must show appreciation for the people that are making this happen. It is not I alone. My wife, Dorothy, of over 40 years of putting up with me and supporting me and being that solid brick wall I can lean on anytime for support. My kids holding down the fort in Pennsylvania, keeping an eye on the house and maintaining the house. Carrie Holzman, who originally put me on the path for client retainers and not break fix as a way for making money. That is very important. And he also pushed his schedule aside to accommodate my timeline for building and shipping the beast too. Having a fast and reliable system makes all the difference in the world in working remotely. This brings me to today's show topic, a look at last week, along with the week ahead, house stories combined with client stories and technology. The title for tonight, 2 weeks in the life of setting up a new house while running a business. The days should be measured in dog years. I want to start on July 6th, Monday. That morning, there was a pest control company called SWAT that was taking care of our house being overrun by ants. And you say, well, where is this for tech? Well, something I didn't realize. How do you get into the walls to be able to treat this? They remove the outlets. They remove the outlets in the bathrooms, in the kitchen, in the different rooms. And that's how they can spray into the walls. And you want to know something? Since they were done, we haven't seen an ant. So that was my Monday. Tuesday, we had a homeowners association orientation. So with the HOA of our development, we met with people. Now, at the same time, my son was working, and I started getting confused which one. Two churches needed better video, so he worked with video experts, had to work with a cabling company to make sure the proper network wires were there. These two churches need to step up their game for broadcasting their services on Sunday. So it was very, very interesting. Also, Tuesday was the Home Depot grill delivery. This is important as we go forward for the rest of this tonight. This plays a much bigger role. I put a massive amount of cardboard and trash that has to be collected that was from the past 2 weeks that was just piling up. I did take a picture. I should post it. Just think of mountains of cardboard of all the different things that came in. We found out our local trash, they take everything on Wednesday. So it was so cool. So the first 2 weeks here, it was ugly with battling different things. And I'm now been dealing with everything, and we're gonna lead into that. So Tuesday night, I put everything out for trash. So Wednesday is a big day. This is July 8th, and this is where there's a lot of lessons. First off, there's a company that this was part of the inspection that they came out Wednesday morning in order to look at all the windows for sealing the outside because there was water, possible leakage, and there was definitely a dampness at four windows that were identified in the inspection. They came into the house wearing no masks. It's a couple. They do very good work. My wife and I had masks on, and this was awkward because now they were entering my house. They seen we had masks, yet the one person kind of charged me very, very rudely with no mask. And I went away and I said, I'm going into my office. We're not going to talk. They had to both go back to their truck. They put their masks on and then they came into the house and then we were able to have a discussion. I'm sorry. That's the way I am. I don't care where you lay on this. You're entering my house. You're going to wear a mask. You're going to show me respect. So that's how the morning started out. But they did a fabulous job. I had to go to FedEx to return the graphics card back to Carrie. I went, talked to FedEx. By the way, a lesson here. When you're returning something and you're the one paying for it, FedEx quoted me a number to just deliver this graphics card to Arizona. I put up resistance. I said, I'm going to take it somewhere else. It doesn't have to go FedEx. I said, you can deliver this by donkey. I'm not paying for anything extra. All of a sudden, when I pushed back, the bill dropped to half. So think about that. We went from 40 to 20 on the payment for the card to go back. Just a lesson there, you know, don't accept everything that's thrown in front of you for a number, no matter where you're at. Push back. We now go through the stress of purchasing a used car that can stay here. So anytime we come back down to Florida, we have a vehicle. Now, I was interested in like a 2017 Ford Edge. It has Apple CarPlay, Android. It had enough tech that was fine. I want it low mileage. So we figured a good Ford dealer. And it's funny, the website for the first link for the show notes is Car Gurus. That is awesome. I had a list of very specific cars with the rating good, great. And one of the cars for the Ford Edge was actually a Buick dealer. And this is in the town Brandon, right outside of Tampa. So my wife and I go to the Ford dealer. Now, the guy seemed fine. There was, you know, lots of people. It was busy, but very socially separated. Everybody had masks. There were no tables together. He took all the information. I gave him the SKUs of the cars I wanted to look at. And all of a sudden, there was an excuse for each car that I wanted to look at. All right, I told him what I wanted. Could he find something? And he disappeared for almost an hour. I went asking, where did he go? What happened? You know, when I'm treated like that, time to get up. I'm the buyer. We got up and went down the street to a Buick dealer that also had a Ford Edge. It had the right mileage. It was a 2018. We go into the Buick dealer. We were treated very differently. And he brought up on the screen the car and he said, let me get it so you can do a test drive. I said, perfect. He went. He came back. He said, I went to go get the keys. They were marked. A deposit was put on it this morning. I'm like, no, this was, I did all my research. He says, you know what? We have other cars. I said, great. I need a small SUV, very, you know, tiny. I wanted to make sure it had Apple and Android capability. I want it low mileage and, you know, a good deal. Well, I got a fantastic deal. So we bought, and it's my first Hyundai Tucson, a 2019 with low mileage, cheaper than the Ford Edges I was looking at. He told us to take a nice test drive. We took a long test drive. My wife and I both drove it. We came back and we bought the car. But something I was able to get at a great price, and this is another lesson, I have a 4-year bumper-to-bumper warranty on a car. I you know what? It's going to get so little driving here. To have that peace of mind, I'm going to be able to go to any Hyundai dealer. So now think about all the things that I'm purchasing, all the things that I'm doing. By the way, as I'm recording, I'm hearing terrible thunder outside. So let's keep our fingers crossed here on power and everything else. It's really loud. Everything has documentation. I had to get car insurance on the phone for a car in Florida where I live in Pennsylvania. That was some challenges. The tags and everything is going to be Florida. But all of this documentation, warranties, receipts, brought to light something very important that's critical through here, and that's organizing. Something else that I want to talk about. How come when you go for car insurance, they want to know your level of education and they do a hard pull on your credit score? Now, a hard pull could actually reduce your credit score, where soft pulls don't impact your credit number. This is a major lesson for everybody listening here. I don't care how old you are. You have to have a good credit score. If you don't know what it is, I want you to take the time, go to one of the free services. Maybe it's your credit card company or your bank offers it. I know my Chase card that I have, I can always go check my score. And it can tell you sometimes what is the impact? Is it because you're using too much a percentage of your credit? There's lots of reasons. There are lots of credit experts out there. You have to have a good credit score, and here's why. It is because when you are buying car insurance, they're going to check. When you want an interest rate or in any kind of a loan, they're going to check. Every utility that I signed up for here, water, sewer, electric, they did a soft pull on my credit score. Because my credit score was so good, I didn't have to put a deposit down. So I'm saving money. Next, you're in the driver's seat for negotiations. You are in control. You must do everything possible, and you can do it. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care if you had a bankruptcy. There are ways. Taz in the chat put creditkarma.com and what is that? creditsesame.com. Two free places to check. Make sure you do everything. If there's one major lesson from tonight's show, I want that to be manage your credit score. Make sure, because when you're doing things like I'm doing now, where a second house, another car, insurance, utilities, there are so, how about a zero interest plan because I've purchased lots of furniture? And why write a check for the whole amount when if I pay it off within the 3 years that they give me, you can't go a day over or you'll get killed with the interest, but they won't approve you if you have a bad number. So it opens possibilities for you that are not there with a bad number. And don't worry how bad it is. Start. There are ways to fix your credit. That's a major lesson I want to communicate here for anybody listening. It's so important. And I'm so glad my children realized this finally. And it's sinking through. My oldest son has done a tremendous job. My youngest kids, they understand now and they get it. And it's something to work on. And it's very, very important. By the way, I could not get Frontier Fios if I didn't have a good credit score. They would not give it to me. And they did a hard check on your credit. As a matter of fact, for everything that I've done here, because of those hard checks, my credit score has dropped. Now, it's only been a few points, but when you are doing these things, there are hard and soft checks happening, and it will impact your credit, especially those hard ones. Frontier Fiber, I would have had a difficult time getting my gig up and down if I had a bad credit score. So just there's the tech tie-in that you need for this. So Wednesday was a big day. That took a few hours. Now the cots arrive. The bunk bed mattresses arrive. The grill installation that I purchased from Home Depot, they never called. They never showed up like they were supposed to Wednesday late afternoon. Then something else happened that if this happened the week before would have pushed me over the edge. And it's actually what led me to write this and do this show. Remember, this is all one day, July 8th. The Frigidaire dishwasher blew up. And when I say blew up, you could smell something burning. Now, is it electrical? Is it the heating element? We didn't know. All we knew, a brand new Frigidaire dishwasher is burning and smelling. So something is wrong. And we took everything out. I'm using a flashlight. Maybe something's near the heating element. There's a piece of plastic or something. Nope. So that was ugly and has to be dealt with. And this led to my approach in the corporate world of solving problems. If I had, let's say, an HP switch going bad, I would have one tech calling HP, another one calling the company that we purchased it from, and then another tech doing the research online. We would come back together. How do we solve this? How do we best get it fixed? So relying on that and not getting upset at the situation and really looking at problem solving, I contacted the owner of the company, the owner of who did the flip for this property. And he was very helpful. He had me check a couple things and make sure that if it was electrical, throw the breaker. But then he also gave me the name and number of the person who installed it. Now, this is the plumber electrician who did a lot of work here for this property. So he was the one who had to fix my water problem going into the washer dryer. So with speaking to the owner and him giving me the name, I called. They came out actually the very next morning to check the electrical and the water hookup, and that was fine. If it's not that, then it's the actual Frigidaire product. I even called the place it was purchased from because the owner gave me that. They don't do any repairs. They just sell. So they gave me a better number to call Frigidaire. I had all of my warranty information. One of the things I took a picture of and printed it out, I zoomed in on the serial number and model number of the dishwasher. You have to be prepared when you're making a phone call like this. They sent out someone for Monday. It was a third-party local company that does repairs. He did all the testing. He got the smell, but it was two pumps that have to be ordered. And now this coming Monday, that's going to be done. So for that whole process, anybody watching the video for this, I have a plastic, like an insert that you can put into a binder, and it's got all of the information. It has who I talked to. It has the phone numbers. It has the appliance company that came out, the name of the person that came out. It has, I folded up and put in here a picture of the model number and the serial number. This bag, it remains on top of my drawers for any open work. So there are five of these bags of things in process, and that's what we're leading to. That's very important. Man, it is thunder and the rain is coming down. So here, let's keep going. That was a good result. We're still waiting for them to come next on Monday. All right. Thursday the 9th, I have my 10-minute B&I presentation. I'm doing a punch list for the handyman electrician that is doing work here. He's sort of been off here this week. He starts a big job Monday for us, where he's putting a wall up where we're creating a third bedroom. Anyway, I started working the CJ list. Also, I begin my fight with the Home Depot grill installer company. And this is another appointment that there was a no-show and I didn't get a phone call. There's now two appointments. They tell me someone's going to be on Friday. They're going to come and they give me another time. So now I have my bag for the grill. I have the bag for gutters. There's a new gutter being put on because for some reason the owner took it down. Why? You need gutters, especially for like what's happening outside right now. That's a long story, but there's still gutters. We had an open bag for the pest control that got closed. So we still have a few open bags. There's some furniture that are still being delivered because there's a dresser for the bedroom that's very delayed in when it's going to come. So I have that bag with all the info. So we got these little clear bags all set with everything we need. You know, Taz just put something in the chat, a home inventory app. You are correct. That is something that's needed. Right now, I'm doing everything manual. So I find out that Home Depot obviously contracts out to a company. I find out that that company contracts out to another company that contracts out to subcontractors. I cannot make this up. This is what I discovered. No wonder nobody has any idea of who's coming out when, yet they schedule that. That is just horrible. Now I threaten to cancel. Oh, I'm sorry. We're now moved into Friday. They don't show up. So we're Friday, July 10th. And that's where I found all this up. I now threaten. I threaten to cancel. I said, that's it. Let's cancel everything. And I call Home Depot, and because there was the third no-show. No-show Wednesday, no-show Thursday, no showing up Friday to do what I paid for just a simple gas grill to be assembled. I said, cancel it. Send a call tag with UPS. The box has never been opened. Cancel the installation. Friday night at 9:30 at night, I get a call from the last in line company that's responsible for the texts that aren't showing up. He calls me and says, are you available? Ask me, am I available 8 a.m. Saturday morning? I said, yes, he can be here. He said, his name's Willie. He's a great guy. He's my best guy. He will take care of you. He was correct. And meeting Willie is very important because he is a professional installer. He makes it work. He can assemble anything. And I attest to that because not only was he here yesterday, he was here today assembling all sorts of things for me. Now, remember, I already have my CJ guy. I am blessed to have two people that I can count on that can install anything and make those little things work. So my drawers behind me that are in my office that are just gorgeous. I got to do an updated tour of the office as I start to fill it in and get everything working. He assembled that no problem. But now there's this, I would say shelves and some doors, very thin, like a microwave cart, but not for a microwave, that's going to go beside the stacked washer and dryer in a very tight laundry area. I found this. That was a nightmare. The instructions were wrong. Some holes were wrong. There were wrong screws. They were wrong. I forget the little piece you call that hooks two pieces of wood together. He had a cut. And this guy is so good, he could make it work where there's, as long as there's no defects on the product, everything looked great. It's just that things would, the typical person would have boxed this back up and sent it back. So that is just amazing that having someone to be able to do that. And I'm skipping ahead, which I shouldn't. So he was here Saturday, and then I also had let's get back to Friday night. Oh, I had a catch up on billing. I had Mike Jr.'s timesheet, my timesheet, because now I realize, and I'm starting to spend more time with my clients where there was something important now with the needles migration for a law firm that I'm back into the swing of things. Organizing everything for the house, dealing with all the problems, was monopolizing a lot of my time. And I, as I opened up the show, had to start spending more time with my clients. Or you're going to hear about what happened yesterday with Outlook crashing. I spent my whole day on the phone with clients working with that. So the making sure I had invoices get out, it took me hours. And my loyal listener, Adam, is shaking his finger at me as he listens to this, saying, Mike, I promised I could help you automate your invoices. You're not taking me up on this. And I know I keep saying it. So I'm saying it out loud to teach myself a lesson, Adam. So I will, I got to get over the hump here. All right. So now it's Saturday after the grill is assembled. He did a fabulous job. I now do server maintenance for a client. We're now Sunday. This is where I decide on the topic and I begin writing these notes. And I test the new grill. I cook a fabulous dinner on it. It was awesome. We're Monday this week. It's delivery day. A queen bed for the guest bedroom. Nightstands for the master bedroom. And we still have a follow-up of the dresser mirror. I'm finally getting back on track with my B and I. What I've done is I'm doing more one-to-ones over Zoom. A shout out to Ted, who goes by the Velvet Chocolatier. He's a chocolatier in our B&I group. And if only Zoom could allow you to have samples through that would be incredible. So that was nice, just deviating from everything else. We followed up on the gutter installation. There were more tasks for the home, and something very important, my wife starts beginning to work from here because she was kind of on vacation for the last 2 weeks. Now she has to go to work. She's at work right now. So we convert the dining room into her office, and she's working great. And the Wi-Fi is spectacular. I have her with a second monitor, and she's happy, happy working. Tuesday, I talked about the dresser. Now, this is very interesting. UPS comes to the door. He's got a 187-pound box of pieces for the dresser. That microwave cart weighed 118 pounds. This is not a happy UPS driver. He says, we've now become furniture delivery people. The box clearly states you need two people to lift it. I help him. I'm literally in the UPS truck. I'm helping, which is probably against all policies, but the poor guy, there was no way he could handle it. He helps me. We get it in to the front of the house, so up the steps. There's only a couple steps, so it's pretty easy. Both of the packages. And now I'm able to text Willie and say, hey, they're here. And he set up coming for Wednesday morning to do all that. So he was upset, but more at UPS, and certainly appreciated my help in getting everything in. And he looked like he needed a cold water. I said, here, by the way, anybody coming doing work here or delivering something, I offer them, even the Amazon delivery guy, hey, do you want a cold water? Because it is scorching hot here. And I now have friends, my UPS driver, my FedEx driver, my Amazon delivery person, people that are very important to the success of your packages. All right. So it's now Tuesday night, and Carrie and I decide we're going to do a show, and I have to solve a major problem that I couldn't solve, that right now you're hearing the benefit of it, and that is, how do I get sound from my computer into the mixer, then back out the mixer into Audacity? Now, my Mackie mixer does that beautifully at back in Pennsylvania. Not this one, but it has the capability. There are three settings you have for the driver with that is installed with the USB part of the mixer. There's USB 1.2, USB 3.4. I find that 3.4, there's a line in with a button that allows channel 910 to be USB 3.4. So I go to channel 910 right now, and I have that go to the out mix, which Audacity is set for the total out. That's awesome. So now I can drop in music where last week I had my Surface Pro hooked up and another cable. And now on my third monitor, the monitor to my right, I have Soundbite, and I can do the intro, the outro, and it sounds great. It is, I think, the sound that I did for the last Tech Vets Tuesday night We recorded for an hour and a half. And by the way, there were two false starts that you didn't get to hear that anybody watching and listening live on YouTube did hear. One of them would, let's just say, Carrie and I differed in opinions. So we had to leave that topic off the table for the podcast, or it just would have been ugly. So I get this going because I got to record Skype, and I thought the audio was really good. And I am never happy with the audio I record. I am getting happier and happier, and I've done nothing for any kind of acoustics for sound here. So I mean, I add a couple more things here. I think that if I just add curtains to the window behind me and a rug only for when I'm recording, that may be enough. So now, that went well. Wednesday, this is the tale of two installers. Having CJ and Willie, they make my life easy. They definitely save marriages. There's no way my wife and I could have either by ourselves or together installed any of these things. While he did that cart, the dresser, Staples delivers a chair. Now, chairs aren't too bad. Took him 5 minutes, not even, and he put that together, and he says, here, I'll just do that, you know? And that was great. Now, that chair is going to be for any guests that are in this room. It's another, you know, big chair. You know, big, heavy guy can sit in it, and it's going to be comfortable. So that's really nice. And once he took care of that, and during that, at 1 o'clock on Wednesday, the 15th, yesterday, my phone lit up. I was crushed with phone calls, with my main number, I was getting texts, I was getting emails. Outlook was crashing. Anybody who had done an update, or it was a bad update pushed by Microsoft, if you launched Outlook, it would just automatically close. Now, during this time, if Outlook was already open, you were good. But if you went to open Outlook, and this is Outlook 365, it crashed. I want to thank Tom Bull, who put the first post that I read in the MSP group that was brilliant. And I thank you, Tom. He listens to the show. I even shared that out on my Facebook stream, and I was now armed with things to do. Now, I had already got a workaround where I started Outlook in safe mode, and that worked most of the time and got my important clients up and running with Outlook. But the real answer was you had to roll it back until Microsoft released a fix. Microsoft did a great job finally, quickly getting a fix out that my client started calming down, that fix started working, and you were able to restart Outlook, and it worked. But that was an ugly, ugly, ugly problem yesterday. B&I today was great. I got lots of testimonials, including my son, on a new client. I've now picked up 3 new clients in the past week. 2 of them are going to be next week for my son. Very happy to see an uptick of new clients. And we'll start to talk about those stories next week. Right now, I'm recording show 743. Tomorrow, owner of one of my retainer clients is moving, and Mike Jr. is going to assist with moving his technology. He's got 3 monitors that we sold him with his nice Dell Optiplex, and he's got this big, heavy Canon printer. The technology move, Michael will supervise. Make sure they're all wrapped. Make sure that all gets safely moved over to his new house and sets it up. I have a few server updates tomorrow night. Saturday, I have to schedule an engineering department updates for my son Michael to do remotely, of course, using Instant House Call. We monthly do this for my biggest client, and Saturday is the scheduled time for him to do that. So we're going to do all those updates. Monday, wall construction is scheduled to begin. And then I have another one-to-one where I talk with someone from BNI, the chiropractor of our group. This is one of those, another wish that if only she could do the adjustments to my body over Zoom. And of course, I'm making a joke. That would be awesome. So that's it. Credit score, organizing all of your info. I have great binders with pockets with every piece of information of every product that has been purchased for this house. Everything purchased. And I am making sure that everything is here in place, easy to get to. I have a dedicated drawer, so this way I can make a phone call and get things taken care of. We have all the information that we need. That is so important. Now, you notice I skipped Sunday because I intend to rest. Sunday is a me day. That's when I'm going to either open a bottle of wine, have a beer. I'm going to actually look at a television maybe, which I haven't been doing at all for the last few weeks because there's just been no time. So Sunday's a me day. I'm, you know, maybe head to the pool here. Maybe the weather will cooperate. So that's everything. So I'm going to start wrapping up. I know I'm handling the stress better. Had the dishwasher blew up a couple weeks ago, that would have been it. That just would have been the straw that broke the camel's back. So dealing with everything and each issue in a logical, professional manner, the way I would do this in the corporate world or with client problems, I need to bring that to my own life. And that's what I started doing here. And that's what I wanted to communicate. I do such a better job with my clients than I do with myself. And I need to apply the same strategy. And that's what I'm starting to do. And it's, you know, it's taken me 59 years to realize this. The keys to my sanity: organization, record keeping, all receipts, contacts, warranties, phone numbers for every company, the time and the name of every person you communicate with. Because I can't tell you how many people said, oh, who told you that? And you better be ready with the name. Not that it should mean anything. Who cares that it was, you know, David Smith that helped me? What, really? That's going to make a difference? And especially when none of those companies knew each other from the scheduling of the installation. Anyway, you still have to have it. Have a process. Dedicate a special place for all this information. Not that it ever matters, but why do they, and I have another note here, why do they always ask that? Who did you speak to? Get their employee number, get their name, whatever they're allowed to give out, jot it down. You have to have a tablet and a pen ready, and then all your information. In the chat, Mike, did you solve the scan the network folder problem? No, I didn't. Not directly from the scanner, but from the smart software, no problem. So I'm scanning, but that problem I have not resolved, and I'm going to deal with that next week in next week's show. I have lots of great emails that everybody has sent me on a bunch of things. So it's not easy to be organized. You must. The more organized you are, the less stress will encompass you. In the end, or should I say, the new journey that I am now embarking on, my life is blessed. I have a great wife by my side that I will soon be celebrating our 41st wedding anniversary on August 11th. I have a great and loving family, and I am lucky to be alive and have the rest of my life that I have. I am profoundly grateful. And that's what this leads to, in being able to reduce the stress and handle everything. And it's organization, and it's the attention to detail, and it's the simple things that I started letting slip by. to help me with all of this, and especially the Beast 2, who Carrie has so generously, you know, built and shipped me, please use our Amazon link that we share. Tech Vets, The Mike Tech Show, Carrie Holzman and myself, we share that Amazon link. Go to the link. It'll take you to Amazon. Your price stays the same, but a small commission comes back and it adds up. It makes a big difference to the two of us. Thank you. Thank you. And please continue to help us. Instant House Call, I couldn't live without it. It's just tremendous. Something else I implemented. I did this for other clients and not myself. Because I have gig up and down here, I have gig up and down in Pennsylvania, my Synology that has all my data, that has all my music library, I have a tremendous VPN. And before the show tonight, I actually dragged and dropped across the VPN into Soundbite and it played perfectly. So that was great getting that working one night this week. Also, Fab's Auto Backup 7 Pro, again, tremendous, tremendous, tremendous. We use that all the time. My sincere hope is that you have enjoyed a little deviation here. You know, something else, and I skip around. Even though I have all my notes, I can't help myself. I now have a Ring doorbell because my office is situated towards the back of the house, the bedroom that's here, and I need to be able to know when someone's here. Now, the doorbell itself works great, but you have to adjust the sensitivity of the motion, and that's something I finally nailed and got the settings today. So every car that goes by, it's not going off and ringing the charm that's in the middle of the house. I have the Ring charm because there was no doorbell. So there was nothing that we could tie into that could ring an actual doorbell in the house. So we had to put a notification because what if you don't have your phone with you? You had to know someone's at the door. So we have the Ring charm device and I have the Ring Pro doorbell, which is working phenomenally. I like it and I'll talk about that. I want to talk about the iLife robot for cleaning the floors and maybe even do a demonstration in the office here next week. So I still got a ton of material that I want to cover. That's it. I hope all of you are safe. Please, please wear a mask, stay safe, and I'll see you back here next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.